So you've been a painter for decades, and you've always painted landscapes. But as this exhibit showcases, you have an affinity for icier landscapes. Can you kind of tell me how you found that focus?
I grew up in Maine. The ice age was over, but we used to always hear about it because, you know, we'd be driving by a field with these boulders everywhere, and my parents would go, the glacier left those, you know, and it was really something that I used to think about and was fascinated by. And, you know, I was in Maine doodling and, you know, doing these paintings, and some of them were pretty good, but I barely sold anything. I had just graduated with an interdisciplinary degree, which doesn't prepare you for anything. So just by chance, I got this job in a cannery up in Cordova, thinking, oh, I'll just go up there for a job because, you know, compared to Maine, it sounded like a lot of money. So I go up to South Central Coast, Alaska, basically, which is surrounded by some of the remnants of the Ice Age. There are all these glaciers and ice fields, you know, this is some of the biggest glaciation in North America. And this is where basically this was my playground for years. And so that's how all during this time I did other things besides ice, but glaciers are just so, the colors and the way the light hits them. I mean, they're just a beautiful subject for painting.
What were some of your earliest glacier paintings?
Well, in Cordova, we have these glaciers, Childs and Miles, about 52 miles out of town. And when I first saw it in 77, there was a little area in this brush, and you could just kind of sit there and watch. The face of this was about a mile long, the active face, and it was about 300 feet high in places. And you just go out there for the afternoon and watch these calving chunks, you know, 300 feet high and 200 yards wide. And it would actually throw waves across the river. You had to be careful. You had to run sometimes. It was just the wonder of the world.
So you've been painting these landscapes, obviously, for years. You've been painting ice for years. But when did you realize that, taken all together, these paintings say something about climate change?
It was funny because I'd see everywhere these exhibits and journalists writing about climate change, you know, and a lot of them were, oh yeah, so-and-so, I have 5 years on the ice, you know, or studying this ice, and this one glacier has retreated 100 meters and, you know, that sort of thing. And I'm thinking, wait a second, I'm living around for the last 40 years glaciers that have retreated 15, 16 miles. And so I've never been any kind of activist, but there was a lot of times that I would think about what I was doing and, well, you know, you've spent your life making pretty pictures, you know, what good is that, you know? And so then it dawned on me, well, wait a second, this is my chance to give back something.
I mean, and one thing this exhibit really drives home is that we're seeing change happening so fast that in one painter's lifetime, you can catch all of this.
Yeah, yeah. You know, this in geological time, now it's almost 47 years painting glaciers. In geologic time, that's nothing. But with glaciers, you get significant changes. So it's one of the best ways to illustrate these changes. And it's sad. Like for my first years in Cordova, I used to just go up for the summer. But in 81, I moved there full time. And one winter day, some friends invited me to go out to this Saddleback Glacier. It's a relatively small one. But that memory is etched in my head because you come around this corner in the stream and you just like, there's this wall of ice. And it was around the solstice. So the yellow sun, even at noontime, made the ice look this incredible emerald green. And then 2018, there's not even ice. It's just gravel in this canyon. And And it's so sad to see these young people, like, you used to just drive out and watch this in cab. You know, you could hike up for miles, and you can't do it anymore.